shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
We begin the fourth quarter. Norman Union up 49-7 and a new quarterback, Trent DeSmet, comes in and throws nearly an interception. He's trying to go to his tight end on the right side. That ball was almost picked off. It kind of went right into the hands of Dalton Smith, and he was not quite able to wrestle it away, but there was a penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct against Norman North, and that's going to move the ball up to Union's 44-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 right there. Rick Corey, Jeff Johns, Doc Blevins down in the field. Redskins with most of their second team offense in there. Jeff will go through some of those players in a moment. First and 10, DeSmet is going to be in the shotgun. Set to his right, Jalen Smith. Jalen goes bursting forward across the 45. He'll go to the 46, maybe the 47-yard line. A lot of this first-team Norman North defense is still in there. Bottom of the pile right there for Norman North was Blake Burns. That's a gain of about four. We'll call it second and six. Now at Union's 48.
Jalen Smith's going to be one of those guys that you'll want to watch because he comes in bringing a new kind of power and a new kind of energy. He's almost as good as some of those first-string running backs, and he runs hard in that fourth quarter when everyone else is tired.
Three receivers to this total in this formation, two to the left, one on the right, short slot right side for DeSmet. Now he's got motion from right to left. He's going to fake the handoff and give it inside instead to Jalen, and he won't get much this time. He might have gotten about a half yard as he tried to bounce off that left side, but Norman North would not allow it. Mashburn up off the bottom of that pile. We'll kind of call it nothing, and it'll be third down and six now for Union. At their own 48, they'll need Norman North's 46 for the first down.
One of the things that you want to see from Jalen Smith improving from last week is a little bit more vision. Last week he came in, he ran right down the middle, and whoever was that first guy that was lined up against him, he's just going to plow through you. Maybe he makes it, maybe he doesn't. It was good to see him bounce around the outside, even if it's not there.
So third and six once again for Union. Shavers on the right side to Smith back to throw, and here comes the pressure, and he got knocked down. Boy, the guy running right by him, trying to actually get by him, was Joaquin McDonald, and he absolutely just whacked him. Burns in there as well, so that's going to be a loss of about eight. They'll take it back to Union's 40-yard line, and that's where they'll kick this thing away, and Forbes will come on once again. He has punted very well tonight. He's going to kick it to Newsom, who's standing back around the 25-yard line. Forbes will go back to his 25-yard line, flex that leg, and here we go. Rogers late running off the field, but he's off now. Redskins have the gunners wide left and right, dead center, middle of the field. Good snap back to Stephon. Gets the foot in it. It's nice and high. It's a little short, but it's going to bounce and go Union's way. It does, and Deontay picks it up. Newsom picked it up on the run very dangerously with A.J. Green right on top of him, but he did field the ball like a shortstop and got forward to around the 24-yard line, so the gamble paid off. Not for much. It'll be first down right there for Norman North.
Deontay Newsom taking a page out of Kyler Pearson's book and the Union Redskins that have come before him, like Landon Woods, who just pick it up on the bounce. They're not afraid of what they're going to do because Newsom's a fast guy. Yeah, he's got A.J. Green right on him, but he's sure-handed enough. I guess he figures, I'll go ahead and take it, see what happens.
9:51 to go, pardon me, here in this fourth quarter. Union leading 49-7. And here comes Norman North for yet another offensive series. They'll bring back out Jacob Switzer. He'll be your quarterback. The guy at running back once again is going to be Dominic. Switzer's going to turn. He's going to fake to Dominic, run to his right, trying to throw to that tight end, and now he's got pressure, and he's going to go down and fumble, but he fumbled it out of bounds. He's being chased out of bounds there by Micah Walker, and as he tried to make a move, Micah slapped at the ball and knocked it out of bounds. He'll lose about two. It'll be second and about 12, and he's just fortunate that ball didn't stay in bounds.
He should have lost two because he fumbled the ball forward, so it should have been dead where he fumbled it.
And
they're marking it back up to the line of scrimmage.
I wonder if they're calling that an incomplete pass. If so, that's a bad call. 9:41 to go now in this game. 49-7 Union. It'll be second and 10, which really should be second and 12, but we'll leave it at that. Switzer in the shotgun once again. There's the snap. This time he's going to hand to Dominic, and he comes off the left side being chased. He's across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Nice job in a final tackle by Devian Palmer. That's going to be a gain of about four. We're going to call it third down and a long six, maybe short seven for Norman North.
Devian Palmer with a really good chase there on the outside. Jeremy Yates, it's either Jeremy Yates or Joe Cleary. One of the two got in the backfield because they're double numbered and they're both on defense. But he chased Switzer out to the outside and set up a really good play.
Let me just say the double numbers are the devil. All right, so it's going to be third down and at least six to go here for Norman North at their own 29-yard line. We'll say it's six. They need the 35. Switzer in the shotgun, motion left to right. He's going to fake and fire to the right. Net ball is caught. and just across the first down line, a very nice job of catching that thing and jumping across the first down line by Trevlison. He came into this game with a bunch of catches, has not had one until right there tonight. He's taken down immediately, but not until he had the first down. So first and 10, Norman North at their own 35, trailing 49-7 with 8:40 to go.
Devian Palmer got a good hit on him, and he was 3 yards before he got to the first down, and that's one of the things that coach is talking to him as he pulls him off to the side is you got to get your arms around the guy, bring him down.
So they will mark it right there. We're going to call it right at the 35-yard line, first and 10, Norman North. Union shifts defensively in the shotgun against Switzer. To his right is Dominic. Now he brings motion from left to right across the formation. Now three receivers on that right. Hand off to Dominic, and he's going to bounce out to the left side, but he is taken down right there, and that is a really nice play by Union. The kid who jumped outside and made that play was Braxton Tempest. Now, he's a safety who doesn't play an awful lot, but what he did, and it's key, is he played that inside out, or outside in, pardon me. He kept him to his inside, made a really nice jump right at the waist, takes him down for a gain of nothing, second and 10.
And literally what we were just talking about with Devian Palmer getting both hands around him, that's exactly what he did. He wrapped him up and brought him to the ground.
Three receivers, two right, one left now. Switzer is turning and talking to the guy behind him, and that is, once again, the number two running back. That is Dante Newsome. He's going to hand to Newsome to the right side, and he's trying to get outside, but he cannot. He is being slung to the ground. Whoa, he's still up, but they're going to call him down. The guy who had him was Josh Peoples, and he was spinning him around like they were in a square dance, and he let him go, and he fell, but then got back up, and it looked like he might have kept the arm down, but the officials are saying they stopped forward motion, so they'll mark it back at the 32-yard line. It'll be third down and 13 for Norman North. 7:10 to go in the game, 49-7 Union, and I thought he was going to get out of that, Jeff.
That's one of the most unique tackles that I've seen from Union this year. Josh Peoples had him by the shoulder on his jersey, and he just kept running, and Peoples wouldn't let go.
So it'll be third and 13. Norman North at their own 32-yard line. There's the snap to Switzer, straight back. He's got a lot of time. Now he's going to fire it downfield, trying to go middle of the field, and that ball's incomplete, and a really nice play out there by Tyrese Walker, the cornerback. He knocked that thing away. They were once again trying to go out there to Trevlison, but they could not get it to him, and it's going to be fourth down, and that was good defensive play. The Redskins hold, and they'll have to get the ball back again, leading 49-7 with 6:40 to play.
So, I think that was actually this mysterious number 39 that I'm going back and forth on, too. Either De'Andre Harrison or Miguel Mejia, probably Mejia because he's listed on defense. So Mrs. Mejia, your boy done good.
All right, so Union has a brand new returner back there as well. Of course, normally you've got the one guy returning every kick, and instead this time back it's going to be Braden White. The snap is high, but there's the kick by Kimmert, and White's going to let it bounce, and it's going to bounce nicely for Norman North. It's going to go across their logo on the near hash mark and bounce down to the 22-yard line. So that's a really good job. Both punters tonight have been really good. 6:30 to go in this game. 49-7 Union. We'll take a quick break before the Redskins have the ball. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Yes, some things in life are just too good to be true, but this is not one of them. Right now at Jim Norton Toyota, you'll shop an incredible selection of barely driven quality pre-owns for less than 10 grand. Yep, less than $10,000. And we're loaded up with our most impressive selection of imports. Domestics, we've got economy cars, sports cars, trucks, Jeeps, and a whole lot more. And at Jim Norton Toyota, you'll find the exact pre-owned you're looking for, and you can buy it for less than 10 grand. Plus, at Jim Norton Toyota, every certified pre-owned Toyota is guaranteed to look and perform like new with a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, 160-point inspection, roadside assistance, Carfax history report, and new car finance rates. And today, shop a great selection of pre-owns for less than $10,000. What are you waiting for? Log on JimNortonToyota.com for all the details. Then come see us, Jim Norton Toyota, 9809 South Memorial, where T-Town gets Toyota. Price plus tax, title, and license, and dock fee of $249. Example vehicle 2012 Corolla, stock number 76542A, selling price $99.99. See dealer for details.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, News 102.3 KRMG.
Back in Norman, Norman North and Union locked up in a 49-7 Union lead with 6 minutes to go on first down. Union hands off, and the Dandridge, he runs to the right side and is knocked out of bounds. Now on the second down play, they'll push it forward to around the 25-yard line, and Union will be looking at third down now and 7 here to go with about 5:47 left in this game. And, Jeff, we talked about trying to be somewhat, I guess you'd say, crisp. The second team offense has not been so bad. They're just not moving it as well. So Dismetic quarterback once again, third down and 7 now for the Redskins. Dandridge shifts to the right. Now DeSmet will move Braden White as well to the right. And Union's going to have to call a timeout. We'll take a break. 5:27 to go. Redskins lead 49-7. This is Union Football on KRMG.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
You know, our Jimmy John's new 9-grain wheat sub has the perfect amount of grain.
Freak, yeah, it does. Any less, it'd be grain lacking. Any more, it'd be obnoxious.
9 grains. It's just so confident. I mean, it says I'm high quality, I'm substantial, I'm flavorful, but I don't have to prove myself to anyone.
This 9-grain wheat sub is practically an inspirational poster.
I want to possess the character and depth of this 9-grain wheat sub.
You guys talking about being that 9-grain wheat sub again?
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
On 3rd and 3, a fire pass from DeSmet goes to Jaylen Brown, and he goes all the way to the 46-yard line of Norman North. Call that a gain of 26 and a first down for the Redskins. 5 minutes to go in this game here. Norman North and Union at Norman High School. 49-7, the Redskins lead, but this second-team offense is doing a pretty doggone good job here, Jeff.
Absolutely. Great job of Jaylen Brown finding the hole in the zone and dropping down and making the catch. Now it looks like Norman North called another timeout.
Maybe they're just trying to get players in. This is senior night here, which means it's the last night that a lot of these guys are going to play a football game for a lot of these seniors. So maybe that's the reason. So we'll keep it here with 5:12 to go. Now, you heard Doc Blevins say the coaches are coaching and they're trying to teach, but they're really pretty happy with things. And certainly, anytime you're going to play a district game against a team like Norman North that traditionally has been so good, and if you win that district game by a score of 49-7, you're going to be pretty happy. I still think, though, when it comes time to look at film, that you may see Kirk Frederick and his guys talking to his team about, look, we got to clean some things up.
Absolutely. It's difficult when you get so far ahead to keep your head in the game,
no doubt,
especially when you still got a lot of first stringers in at that point in the time. But they've done a good job with the second string. We talked about a little during the break and just a refresh of mentality now.
First and 10 for the Redskins. Now at the 47 of Norman North. He'll hand off to Danvers. He got a big hole. 40, 35. He may go. Xavier, 15. 10, 5, touchdown, Dandridge. Xavier Dandridge goes all the way from the 48-yard line in, a 48-yard touchdown, and it's 55-7 Redskins. I tell you, that guy right there has got a tremendous burst.
And not only that, but that's a lot more speed than I expected to see out of Dandridge when he broke through the hole. We haven't seen him get that far open many times this season. Usually when he comes in, he's bringing a little more power. But that time, he broke through the line. There was no one around him. Safety started to come in, and he just had more speed than the other guy, which, again, for a guy of Dandridge's size playing running back, I've got to be honest, I just didn't expect it.
Well, I've seen him play. I mean, we've seen him run pretty well before. I'm not really terribly surprised by his speed. The extra point is up and good. So with 4:51 to play here in this game, now 56-7, pardon me, Union over Norman North. We'll take a break and be back. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Hey, Mom, I found a way for you to feel good when you buy stuff. Just move our checking account to TTCU. Every time you use your school pride card, they donate to our schools. And you can get $150 for switching. So come on, Mom, let's move to TTCU.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Jeff with Redbud Physical Therapy. I want to share some critical facts about the importance of receiving quality care. Did you know that getting an MRI before engaging in physical therapy can cost up to $5,000 more than if you would have started physical therapy first? If you start physical therapy within 14 days of an injury, you could save up to 50% in medical costs. When you're in need of physical therapy, visit redbudpt.com. Redbud has 15 locations across Northeast Oklahoma to serve you. Redbud Physical Therapy is excited to be a proud sponsor of the Union Redskins.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 102.3 KRMG.
Well, they're reeling in the Timberwolves here, not the years, as Union leads now by a score of 56-7 at Norman High School, where Norman North shares this field with the Norman Tigers. Union up after the 48-yard touchdown run by Dandridge. Kickoff goes deep and is taken by Dante Newsom around the 2. He gets around to the 10-yard line, up to the 15, to the 20-yard line, and he's taken out of bounds right there. And with about, well, looks like about 4:45 to go in this game, Norman North will take it over one more time. Jacob Switzer has gone most of the way at quarterback tonight, although they've also gone with their backup quarterback, or number their other guy, Jackson Rimaldo, who actually they thought would play and maybe even start and be out there a lot of this game. But, Jeff, tonight it's been a little bit of a mix of two. And really, although they've not been terribly effective on offense, Switzer, in my mind, has been the more effective of the two.
Absolutely. He's got a little bit more speed. He's made a couple of plays with his feet on the outside, a couple of bad decisions thrown across his body. But it's hard because both quarterbacks bring a very similar set.
So first and 10 for Norman North, now at their own 20-yard line. Once again, the guy playing quarterback this time is going to be Rinaldo, and they're going to, looks like, some jumping and movement amongst the offensive and defensive line. This will go against the offense as a false start. And I got to tell you, at this point in the year, I don't care how good you are or how bad you are, I don't get false starts.
Absolutely not. It's inexcusable. You have to be able to be, you got to know your snap count. I mean, that's one of the most basic principles of the offense is when do you give the ball out?
And I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It does. But this many times in a game, it's kind of inexcusable. First and 10 for Norman North. They'll hand it up straight up off the middle, and it's Dominic. And he's going to get a nice first down run of about 5. Well, they may mark it at 4. Several of the Redskins up off the bottom of that pile. One of those is Tommy Thrower, the junior defensive lineman. We'll call it 2nd and 11 from there.
Norman's making a good push. They're still fighting. They had a really good run last time down on the field, and they're making an effort. They're staying in, and they're keeping their heads up. That's what you like to see on senior night.
Well, you certainly want to see them stay focused, and that they are doing. 2nd down and about 11. They're going to hand the ball off once again, and Dominic is taken down behind the line of scrimmage, and it was everybody in a Redskins jersey.
Yeah.
One of the guys back there was Jacoby Gibbs, who, again, has played some with the first team this year as well and has done a really nice job of it.
Yeah, Jacoby Gibbs, who I saw the first one through on the and pushed a couple of Norman North offensive linemen out of his way to get there. So great hustle there by the big man, just keeping your head and staying focused, just like we talked about here in the fourth quarter as time's starting to run out. That's something that you really look at seeing from these guys that are their next guy up mentality.
Correct.
Now
yeah.
I'm in. I'm going to keep going 100%.
And you need to. So it's going to be 3rd down now and about 13 for Norman North. Ball marked back around their own 14-yard line. Straight back as Ramon. He's going to throw right side, and that's going to be caught. But going nowhere quickly was Snodgrass. He reeled that thing in about the 22-yard line and was immediately hit by Union. Well, the first player there for Union was number 39, and that's going to be DeAndre Harrison. And it's going to be 4th down at about 9.
Mason LaPointe also made a really good break through the offensive line. He was about maybe a half second away from getting a sack on the quarterback. If he gets I don't think he'll get another series out here, but great play by Mason LaPointe breaking through.
Kimmert will kick this thing away again. Once again, Braden White is back to receive the kick, and Norman North's going to call yet another timeout. We'll take one, too. 2:55 to play here in this game. 56-7 Redskins. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Hi, I'm Frank Trigg. Being an athlete, professional fighter, and now a stuntman is physically demanding, but right now I feel at the top of my game. After retiring from fighting in my late 30s, I was in pain from old injuries, gained a ton of weight, and lost motivation. At Universal Men's Clinic, I met with Dr. Eric Hockey and learned that men like me with physically demanding or stressful jobs are at risk for low testosterone. My visit got me back on the right track. I started being active again, playing with my kids more, and now I feel better and more focused.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Hockey. If you have an active lifestyle or physically demanding job like first responders or construction workers, know that you're at risk for low T. If you'd like to revive your energy, increase your strength, or improve your performance, we can help.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Kimmert's punt goes to Braden White, who fields it and makes a couple of really nice moves, gets it back right close to the 47-yard line of the Redskins, and with 2:45 left to play in this game, leading 56-7 Union, will take it 1st and 10 there. Trent Dismet will come back out again at quarterback. Once again, his running back will be Jalen Smith. Three receivers, two left side, one right. Dismet going to hand off left side, and here goes Jalen. He's got a little room, 45-50. Flag comes down. Jalen across the 40, still muttering. Jalen down to the 30-yard line before he's taken down, but that flag will be holding. That will come back, and the Redskins won't get anything out of that. And poor Jalen, almost every time he breaks away, there's some laundry on the field.
And I got, that's a little disappointing for me because Kenneth Avery's out there making a great block on the ball, and he gets pulled. But if there was holding on the play, it was by the defense. Well, they're marking it so far back. I guess they probably called it on the line way before that.
Right. So they're going to take it all the way back to the 35-yard line of Union. 2:35 to go, 56-7. Redskins have been on the road an awful lot. They'll be home the next 2 weeks in a row. So we'll see at Union Tuttle Stadium. Three receivers, two right, one left. Again, Dismet in the shotgun. Now motioned by White. He's going to hand off to White on the inside. Braden makes a little move inside and then goes to the outside, then falls down. He's going to lose about a yard. He tried to cut back up inside. Nobody there. Good vision to pop back outside, but it's getting a little bit chilly here. A little dew on that field, and it was enough to cause him to slip. Second now and 11.
Braden White's one of those guys that, as I watch him on that punt return, he got a burst getting through the first couple of defenders, and he's listed as a quarterback. So if you're Mr. and Mrs. White, I want to know, does this kid have an arm? What's going on? What's the story here?
It's actually second and 23, pardon me, because of the penalty. Turn handoff left side to Jalen Smith, and he's going to power forward across the 40-yard line. Boy, number 23 brings an attitude, doesn't he, when he runs. That's going to be good for about seven, but it's going to be a painful seven for all those guys who got in on the tackle. That final tackle in there was Jackson Lancaster. Clock continues to run. It'll now be third down and about 17 for the Redskins. Ball at their 40. They'll need to go to the 43-yard line of Norman North.
We talked about it before he started running, and Jalen Smith brings a very similar style of running to Darius Boone. He has a decent amount of shake to him, but he can hit you hard, and it's just a new attitude. You don't expect it from this late in the game.
On third down, Dismet will turn and hand once again to Smith, and he's going to bounce out to the right side, but not much there. He'll go down around the 43-yard line, so that's a gain of about three. And once again, he was tackled in there by number 21, Riley Barker, who has a few tonight. And that's going to be fourth down and about 13 now for Union. And there's not a lot of fans here tonight anyway, and you can kind of hear that. We have a crowd mic out there, and we've got it turned up. Not a lot of people out there because this has been a bad year for Norman North, and what's left here, they're starting to head to the house.
But we have heard a little bit of hype, and what hype we've heard is from the PA announcer here.
The world's most excitable PA guy. And you have heard him several times tonight. So it will be, once again, Stephen Forbes on to kick this thing away. He'll kick it from around his 30-yard line. And back deep for Norman North, once again, is the guy who's been really dangerous tonight. And that is Dante Newsom. Delay of game against Union, so that'll back it up. And maybe they just didn't want Stephen to kick it out of the end zone.
I will go with that because I can't think of another reason that you would have it. Everybody was lined up. There's not a lot of plays that you have to call.
Well, you know what? He might have just been doing that. There's only 26 seconds on the clock. I think he was going to let the clock run as much as he could. Maybe he intended to do that. So with 26 seconds to go, he knows this has got to be a chance to lead the last play. Stephen kicks this thing away, middle of the field. It's a bit wobbly. It's going to strike around the 25-yard line, roll forward. Now it's going to roll backwards. It's going to end up going around the 27-yard line of Norman North. It's down right there by Dawson Prock. And there'll be one play to go, 15 seconds to go, unless they start this play clock. Don't think they will, though, and Norman North should have one final play.
I tell you what, you heard a little bit of it there on the crowd, Mike. This is what I like to hear is the student section hasn't given up. It's 56-7, but someone told them it's 7-7. This is the state championship game. We're about to go down the field and win it.
Are they the heart of the Redskin winner then?
that's going to be special.
We'll see who that is. Coming up now, one last play. Jacob Switzer in the shotgun. Switzer claps the hands. Team is ready. He's going to take and he's going to hand off to the left side and going forward just across the left side for about 4 yards. That is Josh Simmons, and that's going to really do it. This clock is going to run to zero. So after somewhat of a sloppy third quarter, Union kind of got it back together a bit in the fourth quarter, and they come away with a punt return a block punt for a touchdown and a couple of long touchdown runs, and they win 56-7. Redskins remain unbeaten in district play. We'll close it up with postgame next. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. You get $150 for switching, and every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
So make the switch and make a difference.
At Classic Chevrolet, we believe in keeping it simple when it comes to buying a car. Log on to ClassicChevrolet.net. Find the car you want. Message us. Make us an offer. Then find out what your car is worth. Get approved for financing. Come see us. Sign the papers and drive your new car home today. It's that simple. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car. Classic Chevrolet in Owosso, where a handshake matters. Online at ClassicChevrolet.net.
Hi, I'm Farah with Arrow Exterminators.
And I'm Joseph. Hey, Farah, have you noticed we are getting so many calls about spiders?
Oh, I love spiders. They are great exterminators. It's getting cooler outside, and that triggers them to start building webs that are like booby traps. They're hoping to catch insects that are coming inside to make a warm home for fall and winter.
So basically, they're getting fat for the winter. But most people don't want spiders in their home or businesses.
That's why they call the experts at Arrow Exterminators.
At Arrow Exterminators, we use the most effective and environmentally responsible methods available on the market today to keep your home or business pest-free.
We're not just a company, we're a family. For more than 65 years, our strength and stability continues to provide our customers with the assurance we will be here whenever they need us. Call us today at 918-258-9669 or visit us online at nomorebugs.com. At Arrow Exterminators, we aim to please.